concentrated power of will. 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. Feels so unlike everybody else alone.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Super Bowl special right here on KPHX 1480 AM. I am Joseph J. Erdo. And that song bringing us back from the break is Remember the Name by Fort Minor. You might recall that song. It's played in the Gridiron Gang and the Long Shots. We've been playing a lot of different songs that we've heard in football films in honor of tomorrow's big game, of course, Super Bowl 50. And in just a few moments, this is the last segment today, but in just a few moments we are going to hear another song from several different football movies. Any Given Sunday, Friday Night Lights, and The Replacements. It's Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter. So that will take us out of the show. Right now, we've got one last special feature for today. A few years ago, I spoke with actress Gillian Anderson about a role that she had in a film at that time. And I also asked her about her role as Dana Scully in The X-Files. Now, of course, that was right after the second X-Files movie had come out. We didn't know that it was going to be coming back now for a 10th season, a resurrected 10th season. Of course, that is now playing on Fox on Monday nights. I've decided to repackage that interview as a Fondue for Two segment. So, without further ado...
Fondue for Two! Fondue for Two!
We are speaking with actress Gillian Anderson about her role as Dana Scully in The X-Files. Gillian, what do you think that your time in Scully's shoes has taught you over the years?
I don't know whether she's taught me stuff over the years since the series ended. I think that she taught me plenty while the series was going on. I mean, I started the show when I did the pilot when I was 24. And I ended the series in my early 30s, 33, I think, 34. And that was a large section of my life and very much kind of grew up in that character in front of the camera. So I think I learned quite a lot. I learned a lot about, but also, you know, Scully was a decent human being. She's, she's honest and she's, you know, everything in her, whether it's the doctor part of herself or the scientist part of herself or the FBI part of herself, all of those aspects of her make her quite a serious and logical character. And I can't say if I am... tends more in that direction because of so many years playing her or not. I think perhaps that that what I learned was more about, you know, showing up and working and doing the best job that I could do as a part of a team that was working together to create a series. It was more about the discipline around that and the commitment to that.
Excellent. And are there any other things that you hope to experience as Dana Scully should a third movie or 10th season go forward?
Not really. I mean, I've unlike other things that I've been involved in, I've very much over the years kind of stayed back and allowed those decisions to be made by the executive producers. Never really gotten that involved in throwing out ideas of how I would or would not like Scully's trajectory to go. And I have a feeling that those decisions have already been made by God himself, Chris Carter.
Wonderful. Gillian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Fantastic. Okay. All right. So we've just got a few minutes left here in the show. Once again, it's Breakthrough Entertainment's Super Bowl special, and we should thank all of our amazing guests that we've had on today. First of all, big thank you to filmmaker Rhett Grammetbauer on behalf of the film 25,000 Miles to Glory. Again, that's coming out later this year. That's when you'll get a chance to see it. And we'll make sure that we keep you posted on all the release dates and all that goodness. We also want to give a great big thank you to sports broadcaster Lindsay McCormick for joining us again. We had her in studio last year. She was on the phone today. Great guest. Fantastic guest. And big thank you to television personality Dan Davis. Joined us on behalf of High Roads today. And also, the movies that are going to be out at the Sedona Film Festival, again, we'll be keeping you posted about all the details with respect to that in the next coming weeks. Writer-director Matthew McDuffie, the movie's called Burning Bodie, and filmmaker Curtis Pardini, that movie's called Now More Than Ever, The History of Chicago. So you're going to want to stay tuned. We'll give you all the information on when you can catch those during the Sedona Film Festival. And also, of course, Gillian Anderson, just a few moments ago from The X-Files. Again, that is on Monday nights on Fox. Again, Monday nights on Fox, the 10th season of The X-Files. And of course, all the movies that opened up yesterday, as a reminder, not too much great out there. Hail Caesar, 2 stars. Misconduct, also 2 stars. Mountain Men, just 1 star. Regression, that's also 1 star. Coming up next week, we've got a very exciting show. You know, I love the holidays. So next week, on February 13th, we will be celebrating Valentine's Day. It's Breakthrough Entertainment's Valentine's Day special. We've got some amazing guests, and we're going to be talking all about romance, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that right here on KPHX 1480 AM. Again, that's 9 a.m. to noon right here on KPHX 1480 AM, Breakthrough Entertainment's Valentine's Day special. You're also going to want to join us on Facebook. Go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F, and let us know what your Valentine's Day plans are. Perhaps you're going to be seeing a movie with your significant other. Let us know what that movie might be, and make sure while you're there on our Facebook at breakradioshow.com, again, click on the big F in the upper right-hand corner, you can tell us your little review of the movie. Maybe we'll mention it on the air. Of course, you can always hit us up on our email at entertainmentbreakthrough@gmail.com. So again, go to breakradioshow.com. And give us all of the details on what you're up to. And also on our Facebook, why don't you let us know what Super Bowl commercials you like the best? Of course, my favorites, as I said earlier, are the Wiener Dogs ad from Heinz. And of course, I also love those Singing Sheep from Honda and Ryanville from a Hyundai. And a big thank you to Death Wish Coffee for sharing with us their wonderful, very strong, very delicious coffee. You'll see that advertisement during the Super Bowl as well. Once again, I've been Joseph J. Erdo, and as I said just a few moments ago, the song that will be taking us out of today's Breakthrough Entertainment Super Bowl special is Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Part 2 from Any Given Sunday, Friday Night Lights, and The Replacements. I hope you all have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl, enjoy the commercials, enjoy the wonderful food that is going to accompany it all. And if you're still trying to get Havasupai reservations, good luck, because you're going to need it.